Hey y'all, you're listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. I'm your host, Courtney. So much been going on. Yeah, it's been a lot going on, but I wanted to talk to y'all about grace and what it means to me and just the mindset of it. Grace isn't a word you hear a lot these days. If you hear any background noise, I am outside sitting in nature, but I'm not too deep in nature, so you can still hear cars and planes and stuff like that. But yeah, I want to talk about grace because grace is something I feel like I have obtained. Recently, I didn't always have it, but now it's a part of me almost. And so I just wanted to talk about it. I associate grace with perspective. And to me, grace is the ability to see things from other people's perspective and be understanding and compassionate, but still holding stern to whatever. February was a okay month for me overall. I think I left off in January of telling you guys Shardell had contacted me, and we've been very lightly talking. I do see that he has grown in ways as much as I have, and that's another thing about grace, is just not believing that you're the only one that can do XYZ. If I've grown, I have to have that same mindset that everyone around me has the ability to grow. Whether they grow or not is literally up to them. But we do know people can change. You're not supposed to stay the same. And so far, so good. You know, he seemed very upbeat, very in tune with his emotions and stuff like that. And so, yeah, that's been fine. And we actually went out as a family with Nala, because I'm pretty sure that's something that she had been missing. So we did that, and it was a good time. And things like that. And I'm just keeping y'all updated on that, on the me and Shardell situation, only because y'all know. and you know, it is what it is. I have nothing to hide. You know, I've always wanted him just to grow. And also me, you know, knowing my mistakes and what I've did wrong and what I won't do wrong and my triggers and stuff like that. But yeah, let's get back to grace, because I do got something else I want to talk to y'all about. So February has been a very, it's been a trying month, but also a peaceful month. Like, my car is literally in the shop right now. It should be coming out today. Cost me an arm and a leg, but it's okay. You know, I had the ability to get it done. That's all that matters. And I think, and y'all know I'm a type of person that believe in signs and stuff like that. Honestly, I think the situation with my car happened because I was doing too much. And by that, I mean I was, I had a little side hustle with my car. I was helping out people, giving them rides, and I wasn't really setting the proper boundaries of saying, hey, you know, this not working for me. I can't do this or do that. So everybody knows, if you don't stand up, something will happen to sit you down. And I think that's what happened, just for it to be like, okay, you ain't going to say no. Well, you ain't got no choice now. That type thing. So cool. But yeah, February was trying to meet. For those specific reasons that I was working on setting my boundaries, and I was going back and forth about it. Like, I would say how I felt, and then the person would tell me how they feel, and because, you know, I'm so compassionate, so grateful, it's like, yeah, okay. And I'm kind of being over understanding and almost buying into whatever excuse that they were giving. You know, just because I do understand, in most situations, y'all, I have been in. Like, I have been in. Like, I talked about it, like, the very first episode. It's so much just being a teen mom and not always having family support. And Shardell was a teen parent as well. We both was young, and we was really finding our own way in the world. Like, we've been through a lot. We've been through the struggle of losing homes, getting homes, losing cars, getting cars, walking, taking buses, losing a job, really, truly living paycheck to paycheck. But although you can identify and you can relate to someone else, I'm just going to call it drama for now, and that doesn't mean anything, but whatever drama that they're going through in their life at the moment doesn't mean it takes away from you setting proper boundaries. And that's the problem that I was having. I'm listening to everyone and I'm kind of giving them too much grace. You know, just I wasn't doing grace because I wasn't sticking to it. Grace is saying, hey, no, you can't do this, but I still love you. And I wasn't doing that. I was more so just going with the flow and, okay, sure. I'm not going to say people please because y'all, I was talking shit. I was. But that's not the way to handle it either. You know, you don't want to make someone feel bad for their situation or feel like you talking down on them or judging them, because that wasn't the case. It's just almost like a reminder that certain things people shouldn't have to say to you. And I feel that way. And yes, this is biased because I feel this way because that's how I run everything in my life. I think about everyone. So it's never going to be a point where it's like I'm doing something without thinking about how it's going to affect you. And a lot of people, they don't care. They don't care how it's going to affect you. So you have to do the number one thing, which is stick up for yourself. Like, and that's what I've been doing. So February has been very trying as far as just balance and me saying, hey, you know, I can't help you in this way, but I love you, and stuff like that. So over time, I get, you know, I have these conversations, and I'm pretty straightforward for the most part. You know, if I don't like something you're doing, I'm going to tell you. The problem with that is I'm still going to be understanding. And I don't know if that's problematic or not. But in my scenario, it has been problematic where it's feeling like, okay, I'm being understanding and everyone is just like taking advantage of me being understanding. So now I gotta come back and I gotta be mean and I don't want to do that, and da 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 da, and cycle, rinse, you know, rinse, cycle, repeat. So I ended up having a conversation with my mom, and, you know, about where I'm at, and me being understanding, and just really wanting everyone to do great, and extending myself so I could be of service of you doing whatever you need to do that I feel like will propel you into your future. But that is your own responsibility. And that's where the problem come in. That's when the problem come in. When you, and we talked about this, when you try to solve other people's problems, when you filling in the blank, when you, you know, you overextending yourself because you don't want anyone to feel like you leaving them behind or you excluding them from XYZ. And sometimes that's the case. Sometimes these folks need to be left behind just so that they can know that, you know, it is them. It is you against the world. I know that sounds da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but it's not necessarily like you against, like, fighting, but you have to pave your own way in this world, and it's okay for people to help you and assist you, but when is enough enough? When will it become, all right, this too much? When? Because we talked about the takers, and the takers are never going to say, all right, I'm done taking. You know what I mean? It's always up to the givers to say, I'm done giving. And we don't want to do that. And you don't want to, I don't know. It's just like you don't want to get that energy out, like you trying to dismiss what someone going through, or, you know, or seem like you don't care, because you do, because I do, but it's just time. It's time to boss up, and that's for everybody. And so I have learned that when I thought I was giving grace, I wasn't. I was enabling. Grace is the ability to step firm to your boundaries, but still be compassionate for what others are going through. And I can do that because I can look at things from different people's perspectives. It was just that small piece of stick it to the boundaries and making sure that I'm not losing trying to give and stuff like that. So yeah, I tell y'all this stuff because, you know, I'm transparent. And what would be the reason to keep it a secret? You know, if you can't be honest with yourself, then who can you be honest with? And then extend that from that, you honest with yourself, you can be honest with your partner, you can be honest with everybody around you, because you know where you're coming from and you're able to articulate that and really give it out to the world. And I'm speaking to y'all from experience. So right now, if you're struggling and you feeling like, dang, you know, I really just want to help everybody, I want everybody to get to XYZ, think about you first. And that's the best way to really think about it, because at the end of the day, car ain't working, haven't heard from nobody, you know, that's just being real. You have to put yourself in that space of, if I have to do everything on my own because I cannot rely on those around me, it's not saying that you can't be a stone for that person, because you can. But make sure you're not overextending, which means giving something that's just not equal to that. You would not be able to get back even in your time of need. And I'm not talking about money, y'all, because a lot of people get stuck on money. I'm talking about energy and compassion and care, all the things that you have given this person. You giving them a listening ear. You giving them compassion, you giving them advice, you giving them all this different stuff that you can't even get back. You can't even get back. They only want to hear what you're going through. It's insane. It's insane. You know, and I'm going to be another part of being transparent. I'm going to bring this up. When me and Shardell broke up, we was together for 14 years. I can count how many people asked me, was I okay? Am I fine? Did I need anything? And it's so funny, because when me and Shardell, when we had a conversation, it was awkward. As awkward as you would think it would be, you know, for leaving somebody you've been with so long and then coming back together and having conversations. It was as awkward as you think it'll be. But during that conversation, we had a brief discussion about, yeah, like, how's this person? How's that person? You know, we know everybody, they each other know. So we run down the list asking how these people been. And then it kind of came up in conversation like, yeah, you know, nobody ain't care. And it sucks. It sucks. And I thought it was just me going through that, you know, but I was beyond shocked to find out that Shardell had went through that on his own side, where he felt like he had expressed to people like, yeah, you know, I'm alone, da 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 da, my family gone, and no one really cared. Because these same people are calling. Anytime they have family issues, anytime they need relationship advice, I can honestly say that Shardell has a good amount of people that call him for these things. So that's insanity to me, to hear that you going through your own crisis and everybody shutting it down and saying, oh, well, you'll be all right, or da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's insane. And I felt the same on my end. I felt like a lot of people ask me for advice. And, you know, I'm just a good anchor. overall, and to not have anyone really genuinely care or even ask or even lend a listening ear or could give me an hour of their time to vent or anything, it's I don't know. It's shocking but not surprising, if that makes sense. Like, it just really put into perspective, like, what you've been to other people, they are not to you. And we talked about this. We talked about pitting people where they belong. It's nothing. So my energy has changed, and I'm pretty sure everyone's like, oh, well, you know, what's going on with such? I'm not as open as I used to be. On this podcast, I will be, because that's just me being me. But in social settings, I'm not as forthcoming with saying things or jumping in conversation or saying how I feel, because it's not the same. It's not the same. And so that's a problem. When I thought I had this team of people, and it seems like I don't. I'm going to change this. I feel like everyone is waiting for things to get better, if that makes sense. After I pull myself out, you know, which y'all know from listening that I haven't really been in no negative mindset. Me and Charlotte broke up back in what, April, May? That I have never been in a negative, I hate him, da 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 da. I ain't never been in that. But the fact that no one has truly lent me a ear just to hear, and I'm not saying I haven't talked to anyone, because I have, but the people I expected, for no one to do that is shocking, but not surprising. Because it's times of your life where you wonder, would this person do this to me? Or, you know, would they give this to me? And I think I was telling y'all that certain things with us coming back together, having a conversation, we both grown, so we can, you know, listen without getting upset, listening without reacting, walking off, yelling. That's just a part of growth. You get in a different mindset, you could do different things. So with that, with being able to come at, have a conversation and kind of say, well, you know, I felt like this, I felt like that, it was too much, blah, 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 whatever, 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 it's bringing new perspective. And then to couple that with, yeah, these people that was, you know, they was all in it, and They want you to go places and do things and all this stuff. Now no one's around. All these people are gone because they back to their lives and they doing what they want to do, and they, you know, prioritizing, in other words. And it's like it hit you. Oh, well, you know, I ain't the priority like I thought I was. You know what I mean? And I think I needed this. And I think everyone needs this. It's going to come a time in your life where y'all already know, through my spiritual awakening, I was already feeling semi-alone, because it just brings this new awareness that you either ready for or you're not ready for. If you're not going through a spiritual awakening or you haven't went through it, you won't know what I mean. But if you have, then you know. It just brings this different type of perspective, like nothing is what it seems. I'm not going to say nothing really matters, but nothing is just what it seems. And then you start gearing to people, like you were able to look into different aspects of a person, different qualities of a person. And then you start to dissect that, and then you start to dissect yourself. And then it's just a whole lot. And at the end of the day, you start to feel alone and like, dang, you know, this is too much. So you're already going to lose people from that process alone. And then you left with your people that you feel like is your core. And then it's these different life experiences that's going to shake those people off you. It could be you, you know, getting a new job or losing a job, moving to a new city or state. And I'm not saying that a relationship is based on time or anything like that, but it is something, and I can't, you know, say what it is, but it's something that makes a relationship strong, and it's something that makes it weak. And we all know and we all have felt what it feels like to lose someone or to question whether you're losing someone, and then to kind of find out, yeah, I am, for whatever reason, whether you feel like y'all outgrew each other, or maybe this person mine isn't where it's supposed to be, or where you feel like it's supposed to be, and stuff like that. And when I was talking to Chardell, it was like that was coming up where we both felt the same about just not having a backbone during what I think we both would consider a hard part of our life. It's not like we expected to break up. The breakup was out of the blue. It was out of the blue. So, to me, it's shocking to let someone know that, yeah, you know, I'm going through this, and it to be crickets. But I was even more shocked to find out that that didn't just happen to me, but it happened to him on his side as well, especially because he, you know, talked to people all the time, like give advice all the time, and really is a listening ear. So I don't know, but that's where y'all grace come in, because although I don't understand it, definitely don't appreciate it, it's cool, I ain't mad, I ain't nothing, you know, I have a box, I know where to pitch you. Not saying that I won't share anything with you or nothing like that, it's more so like, in my times of need, I know I can't rely on you. And it doesn't matter if it's emotional, physical, whatever. You know, you just got to pick people where they belong and don't try to force people into the things you want them to be. Of course, you could open up the door and have a conversation, but to me, in a situation like this, I feel like it is what it is. I don't really want to hear why somebody wasn't here for me during XYZ. And sometimes it is hard to be there for people, especially someone sick. Now, that's something I understand. Everybody don't like the hospitals. Everybody, you know, it becomes a mind thing. But something simple, dang, you all right? Or I just heard, that's crazy. Nothing, y'all. I got none of that. And so it's just put me in a different mindset of just, all right, I'm on my path, keep going. And I think it was easier for me to accept it because I had already been doing the work. Like already, you know, meditating and getting in tune with myself. Had I not started that process, I do worry because some people are not there yet. Some people aren't in tune with themselves and rely on their friends heavy. So if you have a friend and you know, and they're going through something, just reach out to them and make sure that they're okay. Or just, but don't be ingenuine, like, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Don't be fake. But if you really do care, then go ahead and do it. And this is a part of evaluation. Just making sure the people in your circle want to be there, deserve to be there, and that they want you to do well in life no matter what. And situations like this kind of shows who there for a good time and who there because they want to be there and they feel like, you know, you are an addition to their life. You want to be an extension of people, you know, not an add-on. So, yeah. But I wanted to talk to y'all also. So, that's it about grace. You know, just extending to people. I had a situation. I'm not going to go too much in detail. I ran into someone. I spoke with them. I was doing the hey, but that hey turned to a conversation. And yeah, so I mean, things can come up, whatever. If you have a conversation with somebody, you feel like the conversation going okay, by all means, you could rekindle and maybe open the door to ask, hey, I went through XYZ and I really felt alone, da-da-da-da-da-da, and all that good stuff. But I also want to talk to y'all about a book I read. I read, I think it's called, I don't want to say it wrong. It's by James Clear. I think it's called The Celestine Prophecy. And during reading this book, I want to talk about the dramas. I said the word drama earlier. And the drama is pretty much four of them. And it's saying that everyone has one of these dramas. And these dramas are like almost like armors or like something to protect you. And the four is aloof, which is vague and distant. You got interrogative, which is asking questions. You got intimidation, you know, that's attempting to scare a person. And then you got poor me, which is woe me, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's saying that everyone in the world has one of these things, and it comes from when you were a child. Your parents' drama, which is one of those four, creates your drama. So for me, I said, well, dang, I can identify with all them. And I can, y'all. You know, I can acknowledge that. I can. Like, I would say intimidation would be, you know, me saying, you know, if you listen, this is my last one and you don't do it, I'm going to whoop you or whatever. That's like, to me, I know that's not the intimidation people thinking of, but as a child, you would do this because you're scared that you're going to get a whooping. So that's intimidation. Interrogative is asking questions, you know, let's say Nala snuck out and I finally catch up to her, whatever. Why would you do this? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What was you thinking? Da-da-da. It's no way that, whatever. Just question after question after question after question. Who was you with? Why did you go? Where were you going? How fast was the car going? Da-da-da. Stuff like that. Interrogative is just that. Poor me is, change that to, how could you do this to me? You didn't think about me when you did this, you know. Well, who's going to take care of your little brother if you leave? Stuff like that. Poor me. And then you got a loaf, which is vague and distant, which is, I ain't saying shit to you. You did what you did. It is what it is. Whatever. That. And so all four of these things is like a armor, and it also explains how we give and take energy when interacting with other people. And I think for me, I was like, well, dang, that's probably true, because a lot of time I'm aloof. Like, and I don't know if I'm saying that word right, y'all. I say it another way. I'm saying it the way my Patrice told me to say it. But I like how I say it. I'm not going to do it. Because I know y'all be talking trash about me saying put. And it is what it is. I put it in there. Like, y'all know what I mean. Either way, so aloof to me is me in a lot of situations. If I can zone out on a conversation, if you ain't talking about nothing that really needs my attention, if I feel like we talking in circles, if I'm giving you advice that I know you ain't gonna take, I do become vague and distant. I do. And it's not okay, you know. You should probably just end the conversation, go ahead about your day if you really don't want to talk. But I do it. And so I want to ask y'all, since we wrapping up, I want you to take the time, if you can, read the book, that Celestine Prophecy by James, not Clear, I think it's Reddington. Where I got James Clear is Atomic Habits, y'all. I think this James Reddington. I'm typing it in right now. Yeah, James Reddington. Nope, it's not. What is this man's name? Because this is effed up. James Redfield. I'm sorry. I said Reddington. So, yeah, by James Redfield. If you can read the book. But if you can't, the book talks a lot about just evolution and humans and stuff like that. And in it, like I said, it talks about the four dramas, and this is how we communicate with each other. In a conversation, you either taking or giving energy, and you can choose to take or give energy by one of those four things that people do. And most of the time, like we just seen, all four of those things are pretty much not good things. But it happens more times than you think. And in your conversations today, just listen to what the other person's saying. You know, every now and then you'll have regular conversation. But a lot of times they speaking in one of these languages. You know, they're trying to intimidate you, interrogate you, poor me you. Or they vague and distant. And the more, when I've learned this, I can pay attention now to the energy. And you may say, well, how would they get energy from you if they being vague and distant? Well, that's how. Because you want their attention. You want their energy. So you're trying to get them to pay attention to what you're saying. So you may make your story more dramatic or whatever. So just take the time out today, if you can, and find out, one, which of these four are you doing? Or are you doing a combination with different people? I found that, well, I felt like I was doing a combination with different people, with intimidation probably being the least. Intimidation not the least. Poor me being the least. And then behind that would be intimidation. Interrogator would be my second, with aloof being my first, of me being just vague and distant. And not because I want the people to try to get my attention, but at the end of the day, you're doing what the book says you're doing. So yeah, I wanted to come talk to y'all about grace in February overall. It's been a very trying month, but it's over with. It's March. It's a new month. Overall, it was a peaceful month, a very love-filled month, a growing month, and we're going to wish for that going forward. Just remember that healthy love starts with a healthy you, and you become healthy by being self-aware, taking accountability, doing the work, and also learning, implementing. You can't just learn, you got to implement too. So yeah, y'all, thank y'all so much for listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. You know, maybe this thing gonna end on a positive note, who knows, but so far it has been crazy, and we do want to love better. So yeah, thank y'all for listening to the podcast.